work on all the little things. That's one thing my guys would tell you. We don't take anything for granted. Ball security is the most important, and obviously it starts with that and just, you know, working with footwork and the different things that we need to work on as far as pass protections, routes. We cover everything.
Coach, can you talk to the environment that Coach Reed has allowed you guys to work in? You've known him a while.
Well, you got to understand, Coach Reed he's been a tremendous leader for a long time. I had that experience with him as a player, and he does an outstanding job from day one to the last day. The thing that never changes, obviously, is always about winning championships and making sure that we're doing the right things to help us to become great.
Your defensive backs have made the most of the ball, bouncing their way or getting in their hands or whatever. What do you tell them about their responsibility and what they're capable of when it comes to putting points on the board, because they've done it?
It's the same thing that we teach them every year in every training camp. Of course, Reed stressed the fact that he won 8 or 9 touchdowns from the defense, but you have to give credit to Bob Sutton's defense, the pressure defense that he brought in here. We have to give a lot of credit to all guys up front, because without them, 91, 51, 92 of the big guys up front, this wouldn't be possible for us. So as much pressure that they can put on the quarterback and enable us to get turnovers.
How much have you guys, as a coaching staff, been looking forward? Not looking forward, maybe is the wrong term, but looking towards this Denver game?
You know, I don't know that we've been looking forward, because we're just so single-minded of purpose that we just kind of stay in one lane. You know, where we were really looking forward to this week is the bye week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the things that go along with that, we're going to get a little time off. We're going to get to scout ourselves a little bit, kind of cast the vision back on ourselves as opposed to the opponents.
How would you describe his leadership in the huddle?
Yeah, again, it just goes back to he's been there, done that. He's been in a lot of different situations, and the younger guys on this team know that. So I think they use that to their advantage. If he throws an interception, he's going to come right back out and make a completion or try to score a touchdown. If he takes a sack, he's not the guy that's going to yell at him or get on him. He's just, let's go on to the next play. Let's just keep the horse blinders on and move forward.
Lastly, how do you measure progress week in and week out with your quarterbacks?
Winning, you know. We talk about it all the time. It's about the left-hand column. Just keep winning. You know, you can have the guy that goes 19 for 29, 125 yards and no touchdowns but has zero turnovers, or you could, you know, go the other way and throw for 370 yards and 2 touchdowns and 3 picks and lose. And when it comes down to it, let's just keep winning. And we know that. We know we have room to improve on the offensive side of the ball, and we will. We're going to continue to keep working hard at it. And that's the beauty of this game, is that there's always room for improvement. We're 9-0. We feel good about it, but we're not satisfied.